You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Jackie Rubinoff. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me again. So happy to be back here.
Thank you for coming back. Little different this time. So Jackie was one of the lucky ones. When we did this in person in a studio in LA, and we don't do that anymore, but it was so fun, wasn't it?
So fun. We had the best time.
Yeah. Like I miss that whole in person with my guest and also just being in a studio. However, someday it might happen again, but we are happy to have you back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Jackie and her business, and then we'll just get into some topics. So Jackie Rubinoff is a Southern California-based entrepreneur and the vice president of Eye of Love, a rapidly growing pheromone brand specializing in products to enhance your everyday life. She's also a certified love coach and relationship expert focusing on helping people live their best life. So, Jackie, why don't you tell us again, for those that missed it 3 years ago, tell us again about your company and how it came about, your story, and just about you.
Yeah. So our brand is called Eye of Love, and we make high quality sensual products designed to be used daily. Our main forte is anything with pheromones. So we make pheromone perfumes, colognes, massage candles, body sprays, anything with pheromones. And all of our products are very high quality and designed to be used daily, just to give you that little extra added advantage. And how we came about is we are actually a family-run company. We are based out of San Diego, California. We launched actually internationally about 12 years ago, and we started selling in Asia to the China market. So they were using the pheromones more for social reasons. So they were using it, you know, to be more social and be more friendly. So we started in Asia, and then we brought it to Europe, to the States, and now we're in over 20 countries. So we've been expanding quickly, and it's been an amazing journey, and we're just here to help, you know, spread love. That's our mission.
I'm all for spreading love.
Yeah.
My question is, when will you guys be on Shark Tank? Maybe you don't even need it, but I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably don't
it's
even
not, it's not one of those things that we're exploring right now, just because, you know, we've been doing well in our channel and, you know, with our retailers, and we're just kind of, you know, going down this path right now, but you never know.
So 20 countries, that's quite an accomplishment. Are you just so thrilled? And I mean, where do you go from there? Do you keep expanding? Or do you keep bringing new products? What is that like?
I mean, there's so many more places we can go and that we can be, and more stores that we can open, more products that we can create. You'd be surprised. So many people don't even know what are pheromones. They've never heard of them. So we're hoping to be eventually a household name that everybody knows about, because, you know, there's so many benefits that pheromones can give you that people don't even know about.
Yeah. So can you tell us the difference between just going to a department store and buying a perfume or a cologne versus your products? Because I know that pheromones are the real deal. They're a real thing. Tell us a little science behind the whole concept of pheromones.
Yeah, of course. So first I'll tell you kind of what are pheromones, because a lot of people don't know what they are. So pheromones are, you know, something that we have in our body naturally, a chemical that your body makes, and your body gives off this pheromone. But some people tend to make more pheromones than others. And also a lot of times we mask our pheromones. So we're shaving, we're showering, we're putting on deodorants, we're doing all of these things that are kind of, you know, suppressing our own pheromones. And what pheromones do is that they help people be attracted to you and drawn to you and just kind of feel comfortable being around you, not only in a sexual way, but also in a friendly way. So if you've heard of pheromones, people probably, you know, you've heard of it, that, you know, you're going to spread and everyone's going to come be attracted to you. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. I wish that it did. But if there is an attraction, it will kind of break down those walls and allow you to take that relationship further. If there's no attraction at all, then it's kind of like aura and charisma. You're going to be comfortable around them in a friendly way. So a lot of times we'll sell to, you know, salespeople who want to make more sales, bartenders who want to make more tips, people, you know, in hospitality who just want better quality interactions. So there's a lot of different benefits that pheromones can provide that you would never think of.
It's so interesting. I'm thinking of the positive side, thinking of how when there's a man who smells really amazing and incredible and like, and just very attractive, it makes him more attractive. So it's that same type of concept. And then I'm also thinking, how does it work so that it's not too overbearing? Because sometimes colognes can be overbearing and it doesn't help. So is it kind of like a neutral thing? Like if you're not, it doesn't make you less attracted to somebody?
Yeah. So kind of to go back, because I don't think I answered the rest of your question, you were saying what's the difference between our products and just perfume products? So our product works on two levels. So you have the pheromone, which is completely unscented, and that's what stimulates that chemical reaction of, you know, subtle attraction. And then the other level is that we add them to perfumes. So we add them to all different kinds of fragrances. I think we have over 30 different fragrances, everything from, you know, sweet and floral to spicy and musky. And each of those things have different, you know, flowers, herbs, different attracting properties in them as well. But the pheromone is what is our secret sauce, I guess you could say, the secret in the products. But as far as like how strong it is, like I said, it's kind of a subtle attraction. Nobody's going to be like running from the other side of the room, but you know, all of the testimonials that we get from our customers are like, wow, like people were so much nicer to me at work. Like this guy noticed me, like, just things like that, but you're not going to see something that like is like a scary, too strong.
You know, I'm going to do an experiment.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start wearing the products and I'm going to see, because sometimes I'll put on a new regular perfume and my husband will say, ooh, you smell good. But I want to see, because I have a feeling this is going to be different. Like, let's see if he says you smell good. And then also later on that evening.
Yes. you'll see, trust me.
I'll let you know, not in the moment.
You'll let me know. Yeah. And people, like, a lot of times they think like, oh, I'm not single, like I don't need this product. But if you're in a relationship, even more so, because you know, things, it's, you got to keep it spicy. After years and years, like, you need something to get them excited.
Well, I'm so happy you're bringing this up, because this is one of my favorite topics to talk about, which is that you don't, once you get married or you're in a relationship, you don't just get lazy. Right. You know, it takes work, especially if you're in that forever long-term relationship. You want to keep up that spice. You want to keep up that spontaneity and that attraction. You know, I believe that when you fall in love, if it was there ever, then it doesn't go anywhere. Things might get in the way, like you're busy in life, but you can always bring it back if it was there to begin with.
Right. No, that's so true. It just, as long as both partners are always willing to put in the work and put in that effort, like, you're always going to be able to like recover from any situation and only grow stronger.
And I love that you said willingness, because that's what I always say. You know, you could want something, but if you don't have the willingness, then it's not going to happen.
Of course.
It's so important. So I love that what your company does is you are that added little spiciness, added little sprinkle of help, let's say, to get things going and to keep things going up.
Right, right. We actually got a testimonial a bit ago from like a guy who purchased our product, and I think he was like 60 or 70 years old, and he left us like a comment saying like, I just want to say, like, I feel like my wife has hasn't like looked at me in years. And she asked me like what cologne that I'm wearing and told me like I can't even wear it outside of the house because it's so good. Like,
oh my God, that's so, the best.
Yeah. So it helps at any age. There's no age limit. Everybody needs, you know, that little extra help, no matter how old you are.
I also love that particular story because some people think that older people don't really do things anymore, aren't intimate, and et cetera. But I mean, first of all, my parents are in their 70s. They are young. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary. Wow. They are constantly going on dates. They have a great social life. They have fun in life. And so if you're young at heart, which you always should be, and you play with your spouse, my mom always says you want to play, then I mean, that's ideal. So I love that you're helping people play more also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important to grow old together, but always stay young at heart.
Yes. And I know your parents are a good example of that also, right?
Yeah, they are. They've been, I think, 30 years now, and they're always, you know, putting themselves first, going on dates, you know, making it about them and carving out that special time. Even when we were younger, I always remember them, you know, having date nights and things like that.
Yeah, it's rare, but with the work that we are both doing and so many others, we are inspiring people to know that you don't have to settle and that real love does exist. So there can be more couples like our parents.
Exactly.
And like us with our husbands.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us more about your role at the company, and also that in addition, you are a relationship coach and expert.
So because we're like a small family run company, I wear so many different hats. I do, you know, things from product development and coming up with new ideas and products to, you know, working with our sales network and distributors and also leading the marketing team. I'm like trying to think of all the things in my head, but I'm doing like a little bit of everything. But pretty much my day to day is mostly working on marketing and like working on direct to consumer, you know, materials, information, and tying in, as you mentioned, that I'm also a love coach. I'm always bringing in relationship advice, because we give you the products, but you can't just like wear the product and then not do anything. You have to also, you know, work on yourself and work on your relationship and put in the time. And so that's where I kind of bring in that background is, you know, when we do blog posts, if we do like seminars, things like that, interviews, I'm always there to, you know, give advice.
So are you, you're the main, you're pretty much the face of the company, and then also
me and my dad. So he's like the founder. So we're pretty much the two of us run the company.
And also I saw that now you're working with Patty Stanger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's been a fan of ours for years. She's been, you know, just wearing our products, and you know, she's been saying how she loves the products and how, you know, she wears it to the grocery store and like guys come up to her and like she's just been a fan for so long. And she, you know, has been wanting to create a fragrance together forever. So now was just, you know, the perfect time to do it. We came up with this, you know, idea of Matchmaker. The product is called Matchmaker because, of course, she's a matchmaker, and also the pheromone is a matchmaker. Yes. So it's kind of the perfect combination.
Yeah.
Perfect match. Exactly. Perfect match. That's like our slogan. It's the perfect match. So, yeah, we made a few different products. They come in like a gorgeous diamond glass bottle. There's two fragrances. There's a more like floral feminine fragrance and a more masculine fragrance. And each fragrance comes with both attraction options. So basically you choose first, how do you want to smell, more feminine, more masculine, and then who you want to attract. So there's like the masculine scent also with the pheromone to attract a male. So it's LGBTQ friendly. We have all the options. So it's a really fun collection, and it's only the beginning. Hopefully we're going to stay tuned. We'll be coming up with a lot more exciting things down the line. So
I love that it's like a meta marketing, a meta product, because it's, she's a matchmaker. You came together as the company and her as a match, and then it does the matchmaking for itself.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah. It was the perfect product to do together, because so many of her, you know, clientele like needs this extra push and extra boost of confidence. That's another thing that the pheromones do, is they give you confidence to be able to go out and do the things that you want to do.
Yeah. Smells, fragrance, or I hate saying the word like smells, but scents, sounds a lot better. Mm-hmm. Scents are very, like, I'm very sensitive to them, and not everybody is. So as someone who's sensitive to them, like, I know when I like a smell and when I really don't, it's kind of like a big deal. And some people just really aren't aware. Like, I feel like my husband is not that aware of some things. Like, if I smell something, I don't know, he'll make coffee and I don't drink coffee. And I feel like even just smelling coffee, like, I just makes me hyperactive. Anyhow, like, I get that caffeine. So we have to have the doors open. And anyhow, so I'm very, very sensitive. So, and I've always been a perfume lady. So I think that scents are really important, especially when it comes to love. And, you know, that natural, like when you wake up in the morning and there's no, just that natural, I find that so fascinating. And that's what the whole pheromone thing is about. Mm-hmm. It's about, what is that? Are you attracted to that natural scent of someone? Plus, now let's even sprinkle in a little magic and make it even better.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was thinking back to when you said how you were like sensitive with fragrances. We also have unscented pheromones. So we just have like an option that's only the pheromones and no fragrance. Huh. So it's great for people like you who are sensitive to fragrance, or let's say you only want to wear your own fragrance that you've been wearing for years. You can layer it. Or if you want to wear both, you can wear both. So if I want to attract a man and a woman, like let's say I'm at a trade show and I'm selling to both gender clienteles, I'll put on both pheromones so that I can just cover.
Wait, and they don't clash, the two scents?
No. Well, because they're unscented. So it's just
the unscented ones. Okay.
It's unscented. Yeah. So, but also I'll do, like, let's say I'll wear matchmaker. I'll wear like the feminine matchmaker scent, and then I'll spray the male pheromone on top of it so that I can be attracting both.
I'm imagining you, like, when I thought it was two scents, being like, hello, da, 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 and then pretty much, like, so that you get closer one time and the other. Or like a hand, you shake with one hand or you hug with the other.
Yeah.
Depending on what the situation is.
Yeah. No, that'd be interesting to watch. It's worked for me up until now. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
Whatever you're doing, don't stop.
Yes.
Okay. So now let's shift-ish a little bit to, I know you wanted to talk about, well, we were talking about how to keep the relationship going, but specifically when you have children. So what are your tips with keeping your relationship spicy and just connected when there are kids around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's such an important topic, like especially seeing like so many of my friends right now having children and, you know, relationship struggles. It's like you feel like you're putting everything that you have into the kids, that you're just like forgetting about yourself and forgetting about your relationship. But it's so important. Like, the best gift that you can give your kids is a healthy relationship, because that's like the nucleus of the family. Like, you might think that you're just like being a good mom and taking care of your kids and like not thinking about yourself, but in turn, like, it's hurting them in the end. So I always say, like, the most important relationship in the family is the one with your spouse. Because that's what sets the tone for every other relationship in the house and in your life. And as far as like advice, I always say my best advice for, you know, new parents especially, is just to like laugh at everything, because life is just so crazy, like, especially, like, let's say with newborns, where, like, they're pooping on the walls or, like, it's just chaos. So you can either be, like, super stressed and anxious and, like, take it out on your partner, or you can just laugh at everything and kind of go through it together.
I love that you're saying that you're bringing up a sense of humor, because physically when we laugh, we relax also. Mm-hmm. And when there's that moment of, is there going to be tension or is there not? If both people get heightened, that's a disaster. Mm-hmm. If one person does and the other, not as bad, but still not necessary. But if both people just stay lighthearted together and laugh together, mm-hmm. it's the best equation for the best outcome.
Yeah. No, you're so right. It's true. Like, if both partners, like, get overwhelmed, it's too much.
And then children pick up on it, and they don't want to see their parents fighting because that's upsetting to them. So I was just thinking about how it's still fascinating to me, this concept, because I've never seen my parents actually fight.
Wow.
And for many years, I didn't think that they fought. Mm-hmm. But then my mom explained to me that they were just being, they were always very smart about it. They would be very intentional. They would go, and they, even their fights are still discussions. Like, they don't yell.
Right.
We didn't see this tension. I think as I got older, I see it, like, in the car, if we're if we're traveling somewhere and with directions or something, if my dad can't find something, I'm at their house. It's more of like a frustration, but they've never yelled, and it was never in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's incredible. And it's the same, like, my grandpa and grandma, like, the same thing. Like, they always told me that the number one thing in a relationship is respect. And, like, they would never fight in front of anyone. Like, if they ever had an argument, they would, like, do it privately in the room. Like, he would never yell at my grandma in front of everyone and embarrass her like that. Like, it's
right.
So beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's what we see is what we do sometimes. Yeah. And a lot of the times. And so that's why I don't want to bring up abuse, but, you know, domestic violence or whatever, any type of negativity, like horrible negativity. The reason why it is a cycle, it's because sometimes that's all people know. And so then they continue that.
Yeah, so, of course. The kids are, you know, modeling their parents' behavior, and they're doing everything that you're doing. They want to be you. So how you act, how you behave is everything. And I was thinking also, like, when you said earlier, like, tips that you have for new parents, another, or just parents in general, or in relationships in general, honestly, another important thing I always say is, like, having a date night at least once a week and carving out that time. It can be a date night. It can be a date morning. If you can't get a babysitter, wake up early. And it's not the same if you're just in your living room watching TV. Like, if you can, like, get out of the house, because you're different people when you're out of the house. So just put that in your calendar and make that time for each other. And I'm telling you, it makes, like, all the difference in the world.
I could not agree more. It's interesting because, so my husband is he's more of a homebody than I am. I've become more since COVID, but I love going out for dinner. I love being in the world. Mm-hmm. Always have, always will. And sometimes he'll say, if we haven't gone on a date in a while, he'll say, like, do you want to watch a movie tonight? Like, on the couch, like, watch a movie. And that's not that exciting.
Yeah.
There is something about being at a restaurant, getting dressed up for each other. Mm-hmm. Looking nice, that brings back that flirtiness. So I always say, I've been interviewed so many times about COVID, I say you can't go from sweatpants to sexy time. So you do need to be intentional. Get out of the house. Be on an actual date, I think, to maximize that connection.
Yeah, totally, totally. And even if you can't, let's say, worst case scenario, you can't get out of the house, like, still, it needs to be an intentional date in the house. So, like, let's say you can go into the backyard and you buy all the ingredients and you make marshmallows and you make s'mores and you have, like, a cute little date night like that. Or you you know, look up a recipe that you both want to make and you buy all the ingredients and you make it together and you make like a cocktail together that you guys like looked up a recipe. So like if you can't leave the house, it needs to be like an intentional, planned out, thoughtful date, even if you can't leave. Obviously, leaving is the first priority.
Yeah, and make it like don't wear the sweatpants. Right. Like actually shower as if you are on the date.
Exactly.
So you're looking at the person. And then don't forget to put on your Eye of Love pheromones.
Yes. Of course, we forgot the secret sauce to all of this.
Yeah. I mean, wake up every morning, spray it on before you go to sleep. And just, you never know. You never want to know when something's going to spark up.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, for the pheromones, the best place to spray them is in your chest area where your sweat glands are, because that's where the pheromones are best activated. Of course, you're sweating in other places, but I mean, I'm wearing a high neck shirt right now, but like this is the area that's kind of going to like give it off.
That's interesting.
I'm like a human atomizer, people say.
What'd you say?
I said one of our customers said you become a human atomizer.
Oh, yes.
I like that. Off to everyone.
But that's interesting. You'd think the armpit.
You would think, but it's kind of, it's like closed off. Like when you're like walking around.
Like, exposed.
That's why we say like to put it in this area, because this area is like, it's
and is that why typically we put perfume on our wrists also, because it's exposed and it's a glandular, like
You can also put it on like your pulse points and other places, but we say like the main place you want to spray is like 1 to 2 sprays in your chest area. But for the fragrance, you can put it anywhere.
You're saying just the pheromone here?
Yeah, the pheromone itself, we say like this is the area that's has like the big sweat glands and it'll, you know, give it off. But like I said, you're sweating in other places, but they're kind of more covered, I guess you could say.
You don't walk around like this.
Yeah.
Smell me. Smell me.
Yeah, smell me.
Come get me.
Yeah.
Okay. So where can people find you, your business, the products, etc.?
So the products they can find at www.eyeoflove.com. Our Instagram.
Can you spell that out? Because yes. What's your name there?
It's EYE, like your eye, and then of, OF, and love, LOVE, .com. Our Instagram is just Eye of Love. Our TikTok is Eye of Love. And if you want to find me, my Instagram is Jax, J-A-X. And then Rubinoff, Rubinoff.
Wonderful. And as always, everyone can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. All my information is there about the shows, the replays, everything. Jackie, thank you so much for coming back to the show. You'll need to come back again when you're in 40 different countries.
I'm working on it.
I'm kidding. Come back anytime. Your product is amazing. I hope anyone that's watching this will just go out and get some pheromones, try it out, see how your life changes, your relationship enhances, you get a new relationship, just all of the good stuff, all the wonderful stuff.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to connect with you again, and hopefully I'll get to see you in person soon.
Yes, one of these days we will do that. So thank you again, and thank you everyone for joining us today at Love Talk Live. On LA Talk Radio, join us every week at 2 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.